I'm very glad that I'm able to accompany you and other European leaders for the meeting tomorrow that we do have with the US President in the White House. Since the beginning of Russia's brutal invasion, Europe has been at Ukraine's side, united, and we will support you for as long as it takes for just and lasting peace. And this peace must be achieved through strength. Let me touch upon the main points. First, we must have strong security guarantees to protect both Ukraine and Europe's vital security interests. Ukraine must be able to uphold its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. There can be no limitations on Ukrainian armed forces, be it cooperation with or other third countries or assistance from other third countries, no limitations for the Ukrainian armed forces. As I've often said, Ukraine must become a steel porcupine, undigestible for potential invaders. We welcome President Trump's willingness to contribute to Article 5-like security guarantees for Ukraine, and the coalition of the willing, including the European Union, is ready to do its share. We know that the work of defending Europe is first and foremost our responsibility, and we've been working hard to speed up and scale up as we increase Europe's defense capability. Through the SAFE instrument, we are ensuring that the defense needs of member states and Ukraine can be matched, and that Ukraine's industrial defense base is strengthened. I am thinking in particular of drones here. This is in our mutual interest, and I intend to travel to the frontline member states in the coming weeks. At the same time, we continue to support Ukraine's path to its membership in the European Union. This in itself is also a security guarantee.